This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening, of course, to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And our first story this hour is about the role of MAVCOM, or the Malaysian Aviation Commission. It's not the first time they've hit the spotlight, but they're back in recently. No small part, because Tan Sri Tony Fernandez of Air Asia claimed on a LinkedIn post that the agency has failed the country's aviation sector. And to be specific, the post is called MAVCOM, a dysfunctional entity.
Now, before we get to his critiques, of which there are many, about seven, we're going to be upfront and say that we're not exactly experts in the aviation industry. So just briefly on MAVCOM, they essentially play a role where they're an economic regulator. They oversee economic and consumer matters, and they act as an independent advisor to the Transport Ministry on economic matters pertaining to civil aviation.
So that's one of the things that's been a point of concern, I suppose, that there seems to be a level of redundancy to their function, especially in terms of what the MOT takes care of and what MAVCOM would take care of. And that's one of the things, actually, that was covered by Tony Fernandez. Mm. He also said that MAVCOM has introduced time-consuming and bureaucratic policies that dictate airlines' commercial decisions. They add unnecessary cost to travellers. They've yet to introduce the service-level agreements between airport operators and airlines. Like we said, there are seven, so that was just a sampling of some.
He also said that MAVCOM doesn't have an understanding of the low-cost model, that they have conflicts of interest, they're resistant to change, and that they are simply redundant as an agency because their functions can be fulfilled by other authorities.
So that's a lot of different points that he's made. And like we said, we are not aviation insiders. And it seems to me, at least, that this is one of the... that this is in no small part a reaction to what a lot of people react to, which is the introduction of more regulations, especially if you feel that those regulations are not being implemented in a timely fashion or in a fashion that takes into account, well, you know, your needs. Have you been spoken to? So like I said, not sure of the ins and outs of the situation exactly, but this is not the first time that there have been that MAVCOM has been discussed in this way. Neither is it the first time that Tan Sri Tony Fernandez has also brought up, hey, people are messing with my business and making it inefficient. So on both sides, these are somewhat similar to conversations that we've heard before.
Yeah, and over the years, actually, if you just do a quick search of MAVCOM and the amount of times that they've had to explain their role, they do come up now and again, right? Every year they say, okay, so actually, not many people know about MAVCOM's role, but here is what we do. You know,
And they're 3 years old.
Yeah, they're three years old. So they've had to repeatedly come up again and again and say, okay, this is our role, this is our role, this is our role. So maybe that's just part of their PR campaigning. But, even before this story, right, I wasn't too clear on exactly what their role was. But I also found out that they have been very supportive, I guess, of consumers' rights. And I think that's something I sort of welcome, because they do handle, let's say, if I've complained about a certain airline, a certain service, or even airports, that I think that's sort of where they come in to fill in that gap where the only channel right now, I believe, would be the National Consumers Complaints Commission.
So, like we said, we're going to be getting a little bit deeper into the ins and outs of this after this. On the line with us is going to be Shuko Yusof, who is the founder and analyst of Endow Analytics, and that will be coming your way after this. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It's 5:15 in the evening. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're talking today about MAVCOM versus Tan Sri Tony Fernandez, or perhaps more specifically, we're just trying to get into the relative intricacy surrounding the situation. You know, just there are a lot of business discussions that are being thrown up about this. Also issues of price, also issues of routes. So we just kind of wanted to understand the situation a bit better. So on the line with us is Shuko Yusof, founder and analyst at Endow Analytics. Shuko, thank you so much for joining us. So the thing is, as we said earlier, complaints against MAVCOM by the industry aren't new. It's been ongoing for a while. How do you view the significance of MAVCOM and how much the aviation industry really needs it?
The criticisms leveled against MAVCOM are not new. I mean, it was that there were many questions over the establishment of MAVCOM 3.5 years ago when it was set up, and primarily because it's a new entity that has been created for the purpose of managing or overseeing the civil aviation industry in Malaysia. Previously, we only have the DCA, Department of Civil Aviation, which is now known as the Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. And, you know, you have that body to regulate everything from air traffic control, safety, the technical side of it, as well as granting of licenses to companies that wish to provide a schedule or charter flights, for example. Now, when MAFCOM was formed, it created a new body. So clearly, some people were unhappy there because it creates perhaps a new barrier, a new, you know, bureaucratic impediment to ease of doing business in Malaysia. That's one possible criticism that has leveled against that. And at the same time, it creates to certain a view that it makes it more difficult, for example, for a new carrier or a new setup airline to fly out of Malaysia or to create a new business, because there are more stringent requirements that are provided by MAFCOM in order for the, and those I see, in my view, as positive things, because it's more discipline, more checks and balances. Only companies or individuals with the right skill set or the right money, the right funding can start an airline, for example. Otherwise, you know, anyone could start an airline without due care to the processes, the amount of money that requires, the capital intended, and so on. But at the same time, when we look at what Tony Fernandez has been accusing MAFCOM of not being what it should be, or rather, you know, his criticisms is badly sweating, or whether MAFCOM, do we really need MAFCOM? Then again, you know, he's coming from the airline perspective. He owns one of the largest, most successful carriers, not just in Malaysia or in the region, but in the world. So he carries a lot of, whatever he says carries a lot of weight. So his perspective is that he was unhappy with certain things that MAFCOM, in his view, did not resolve. For example, the dispute between AirAsia and Malaysia Airports. That's one bugbear that has been going for a long time. Has he got a point? I think he does, because one of the ambit for MAFCOM is to provide as a platform to resolve differences between, for example, AirAsia and Malaysia Airport. But they declined to be drawn into that dispute between the two parties. Now, that has provided Tony with this, you know, a lot of, it's upset him a lot. And he was unhappy that MAFCOM, being the regulator and the body who ought to go into it and look at it and try to resolve the differences between the two, did not do that. Now, he does have a point, because this is the body that has been set up by the government. It is paid for by the government. And again, under the functions of this MAFCOM, it states that these are one of the things that they should come out and do. And that wasn't done. And so it's understandable from Tony Fernandez's point of view that he is completely upset that they have done that.
And just yesterday, MAFCOM slapped a fine of 200,000 ringgit on AirAsia and AirAsia X, as well as a 1.18 million ringgit fine on Malaysia Airport Holdings. Just for context, this is over a long-standing dispute over AirAsia's refusal to collect the full passenger service charge imposed by MHB at KLIA2. How do you see the significance of that in the dispute between AirAsia and MHB?
So the significance of that to AirAsia is, if you're Tony Fernandez, you should, you know, you write to us, you know, why am I having to pay it when I had asked for MAFCOM to mediate when there was a difference between AirAsia and Malaysia Airports Berhad previously? Why didn't they come in then instead of allowing it to fester for months, for a lengthy period of time, and then now comes to both parties actually losing out financially. Could it not have been resolved amicably or without any party losing any money? Because this business is all about money. And then for a low-cost airline, $200,000 or $400,000 altogether is a lot of money. Now, on a more broader level, I would have expected the Ministry of Transport to have taken a more direct stance towards something like that. When there is an accusation made against MAVCOM to say that it's no longer necessary and no longer needed in Malaysia, and when you have a transport minister says, you know, that's just the point of view coming from an airline owner, I think we need to see more from the transport ministry and indeed the transport minister to have a firm where does he agree or does he not agree with what Tony Fernandez said. Because despite the posture that the transport minister has taken now indicates that he doesn't have any position on it, any opinion on it, which shouldn't be the case, because it would only show that, you know, he's a bit being jelly-like, you know, wobbling like a jelly. He can't make a decision on it because he's the transport minister. And, you know, it also raises the question, is it because Tony Fernandez had announced that just last week, I think, AirAsia, in response to the government reducing the PSE international charges from 73 to 50, would now have an Anthony Loke special day in October. So is that the reason that the transport minister is not able to give his opinion? Is there a conflict of interest? We don't know. But as a Malaysian, that's the question we're asking. Now, has he been put in a difficult position because of what happened the previous week? So those are the, you know, some of the questions as any observers in the industry would want to know.
And something else that was raised by Tony Fernandez was that MAVCOM is rejecting applications for new flight routes on routes that were actually bilaterally unrestricted. Could you explain the situation to us?
Well, yeah, clearly. I think if you look at the MAVCOM Act, all the various clauses of the what it needs to be. It's quite a lengthy thing. You can go on their website and see exactly what they do. If you're a layman, I think you can see that they are trying to protect the national airline, or to ensure that any airline other than the national airline, when it applies for a new route and to fly to a new destination, how does that impact on the national carrier? Whether it impacts financially, whether it impacts in terms of the frequencies of Malaysia Airlines, for example, now they will take that into account. So for MAVCOM, which sees itself as independent and impartial, now if I'm an owner of an airline, I look at it and I apply for certain flights to certain destinations, I'm not given or being considered because of some flimsy excuses, then clearly I would be upset too, right? So I think Tony, that's where he's coming from. Yeah, so he was rejected, and the time frame as well. I mean, it takes another 6 months, I believe, for you to reapply that. And in this business, time is money. And essentially, you need to move very quickly to take advantage or exploit market conditions, for example. So six months, while for you to reapply to fly to the same destination that has been rejected before, that I think, in my view, is quite unreasonable. So you need to take those into account when you hear or read what Tony is saying. So he is the biggest owner of the, he's the owner of the biggest, the largest and most productive carrier in Malaysia, if not in Southeast Asia with AirAsia. And so, you know, he's speaking as a business man, as a business person who runs an airline, who is trying to offer the best always, all the time, in order for more people to be able to fly. And if there are unreasonable restrictions or, you know, other impediments to AirAsia growing, then yes, you can see the effect, not just on the airline, but on Malaysia, because it affects the opportunities for Malaysian aviation to grow.
Do you see this dispute going anywhere, and will it affect consumers in any way?
I think as a Malaysian, we're all consumers. We all would, you know, many Malaysians fly regularly, frequently. I think what it shows with all this dispute and with the inability for example, the transport ministry to come up to a very clear understanding and decision on who is right, who is wrong, this is the way we should move forward, I think is very disappointing. And it leads us in the aviation community or even the rakyat to conclude that, you know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, or, you know, it's done haphazardly. And it gives that impression that people are not working towards achieving a single goal, which is to improve and to upgrade the level of efficiency, economics within the aviation industry in Malaysia. That's what we're seeing. So it would be preferable if everybody sits on the same table, looking at the same page, and hopefully can come to the same conclusion as dictated by the transport ministry. The transport ministry controls the aviation industry. Now, you know, where they stand, and clearly the transport minister wields a lot of influence, a lot of authority over MAFCOM, over airlines, and, you know, I think we need to see some sort of firmness, sort of discipline in terms of what kind of opinion that the ministry has come to arrive at. Not to say, okay, that somebody's opinion is this, you know, I don't want to get involved. When it does give that impression, I think that's unacceptable.
Shuko, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Shuko Yusof, founder and analyst at Endow Analytics, speaking to us about MAVCOM and its role in the aviation industry. If you have any thoughts, send them through. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.